Beita, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. This Mishnah will list several different activities one may not do on Yom Tov because he is making a kli, making a new utensil. Now, there is a question as to why making a utensil in the first place should be a problem. According to Rashi, the issue is the malach of mak bepatish. The completion of the kli constitutes one of the 39 malachas of completing the final hammer blow, and that completion is the problem per se. According to Tosfos, there's an issue of bonav, construction, and even though we pass like Bezhel that ain binyan mekalim, there isn't such a thing as construction by kalim, that's limited to assembling different parts in a way like a menorah in different pieces that we saw before. But if you're constructing something new entirely, that's making a new utensil, a new kli, that would be a problem of bona. Whatever the case here, the Mishnah says, ein poschen es haner. Literally that means you cannot open a lamp. What we're talking about here is, in the time of the Mishnah, they used oil lamps, and the rudimentary oil lamps they use, basically they took a ball of clay, they mashed it down, and like then they into like a flat thing like a pancake, and then they curled up the sides and edges, so you'd have like kind of a receptacle in the middle and like a little mouth where the wick could go into. Maybe I'll send a little picture around so you can see. So the finalizing of that kli would require not just shaping the clay, but also firing it in an oven. But even before firing it, it still functions as a kli, because once you made a receptacle, you could keep that container not just for lighting a lamp, but also for keeping your spices in or something like that. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, ein poschen es haner, you can't open up a lamp, meaning you can't take some flat clay and press it such that you make a receptacle to hold something, mipnei shehu osa keli, because that in and of itself is making a utensil, which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Similarly, ve'ein osin pacham b'Yom Tov, you can't make charcoals on Yom Tov. The pashup shot here would be, according to most, that what we're talking about is, again, making a kli, and that charcoal, the pachamim, are considered kalim, because for a goldsmith, he uses those pachamim as an essential tool in achieving the heat he needs to smelt gold. And that being the case, it's considered a kli. There are others who learn that there's either a separate or additional problem of mechaba. Mechaba is extinguishing, and the way one makes coal, charcoal, is taking, let's say, like burning wood, then extinguishing it, and then the black coals, charcoals, are able to achieve much higher heat. So the extinguishing of the burning wood is what's making the charcoal, and that is mechaba, extinguishing for a constructive purpose, and that would be a separate issue or an additional issue altogether of mechaba. In all cases, you can't do it on Yom Tov. And further, ve'ein chotchen es ha'pesila l'shnayim. You can't cut a wick into two. The case here is that, let's say, you have one long wick that would be long enough to serve as two separate wicks, pesilot, for two different lamps. But you have one single one, and of course you can't use two lamps like that so easily, so you want to cut it in half to make two. Since cutting it in half is effectively creating a new pesila, a new wick, which is like making a new kli, it's forbidden to do so. Rabbi Yehuda omer chotcha ba'ur l'shtei neros. Rabbi Yehuda says what you can do is cut it into two separate wicks using not a scissors or a knife as one normally would, but using, say, like the equivalent of a match, like a fire, to burn it down the middle to break into two halves. And that way, since it's done in a mashunadik way, a shinui, an unusual way, it can be permitted. Now, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you would just simply substitute a fire, like a match, burning match, for a scissors or a knife, then it still looks like you're making a kli, and that would be forbidden. So the case that Rabbi Yehuda is saying is permissible, and in fact, that is going to be the halacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, is where you take that long wick, you insert it into each end into a different lamp, so you have two lamps currently sharing one wick, and then you light the wick in the middle. In so doing, of course, it breaks into two halves as the wick goes in two separate directions, as it burns, but the point is, your act of lighting that single wick in the middle doesn't look like you're making a kli, and since you're using a fire, it's not a normal way of making a kli, so it's going to be permitted, even though effectively what you've done is achieve having two separate wicks burning for two separate lamps. And again, the halacha will be like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could do it in such a way.